And last but not least, I'd like to invite Mary Mortensen to come forward. Mary, come on up. Mary is the Director of Prison Congregations of America. We're blessed to have her with us this morning. And Mary, if you don't mind using the microphone, that way everybody can hear you. And she's going to say a little bit more about prison congregations.
Good morning. I have two purposes in being with you this morning. One is to bring greetings, and the other is to bring a word of thanks. So first of all, greetings from the church where I would be worshiping if I were home, also called St. Mark, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I bring you greetings from them. In addition to that, I bring you greetings from congregations with names like St. Dismas, Church of Hope, Cornerstone Prison Ministry, and Grace Place. Those among the 31 congregations in prisons around the country that have been planted in what we call the PCA model. You know all about that because I also bring you greetings from Living Stones, where I got to worship last night. And I know that this congregation supports that ministry. Then I bring you thanks. Last May, your endowment committee awarded Prison Congregations of America, my ministry, a grant to support my travel to this part of the country. Now, why would you do that, other than you saved me from cold weather? I hadn't worn a spring jacket for some months. But also, because of the work that has been done at Living Stones, the work that you support and have been involved in, there is interest in other prison congregations in this state. In Purdy, at the women's prison, that will be functioning very soon. And there's just beginning to be conversations about a congregation in one of the units at Monroe. The Presbyterian Church USA is who will sponsor those. And they are looking to Living Stones and how you've been related to it to see how to do it. So you see, you are part of this planting with us. And for that, I bring you thanks. I also brought a gift. This is a little print, and I'm going to just put it on the back table where I also have brochures so you can learn more about PCA if you want to. But this print is done by an inmate. He happens to be in the Mike Durfee State Prison in Springfield, South Dakota. It's a gift we have given to our major donors for 2016. You are among those. So it is with love and thanks in not only your generosity, but your continued partnership that I am just blessed and excited to be here. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Mary.